It is February, and that means it is Black History Month, and we want to talk to Curtis Bird, who is a planning commissioner of Santa Rosa and also a minister, about the importance of Black History Month. And good morning to you, Curtis.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. Somebody's backing up in your immediate area.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Is that better?
That's a little better. Thank you very much. It occurs to me as I'm listening to people all over this country talk about the fact that February is Black History Month, it occurs to me again this year that we don't know very much about it. Have you seen any change over the years in terms of our education about this subject?
You know, Pat, there's lots and lots of, well, there's loads of information out there about Black history nationally and locally. One of the tasks that my mother undertook was to write a book called Glimpses, A History of African Americans in Santa Rosa, California.
Right.
Yeah, and she, along with her best friend, Sherry Graves, who is retired from the Santa Rosa Press Democrat, wrote this book, and it kind of encapsulates, you know, yesteryear beginning around 1850, and moves forward, you know, with folks who have, you know, established themselves in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County.
Curtis, can you give us an example this morning of one of the people who was important to the Black movement here in Santa Rosa?
I'd be glad to. You know, for instance, it talks about Ben Hines, who was the first African-American young man to graduate from Santa Rosa High School. It talks about John Richards, who owned the 109 acres that we know as South Park, which is right near the Sonoma County Fairgrounds.
Right.
And it was an enclave for slaves seeking freedom.
Interesting. So that was right here in Santa Rosa.
That was right here in Santa Rosa. You bet it was. Is.
It seems to me, Curtis, that we need to rely on our own investigation to learn more about Black history in general, not just this month, but in general, instead of depending necessarily on the school system to do it for our kids.
You know, the schools, well, you know, I grew up in Santa Rosa, born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Village Elementary School, Herbert Slater, and Cardinal Newman, and graduated from Sonoma State. The material that is in our history books is woefully lacking.
Yeah.
And not just for African Americans, but really for all races. You know, there we can even look in this book, and it talks about the Japanese, who were very, very prominent. The Asians are very, very prominent in establishing Santa Rosa. You know, it also in this book is one of my favorite people is Mr. Jesse Love, who was a Pearl Harbor survivor.
Mm-hmm.
That man grew up in South Park. After what he raised his family in South Park, he and his wife, he lived in the same house, drove the same car, and he is on the mural at Martin Luther King Park. But, you know, growing up and attending Community Baptist Church when it was located in South Park, this man was just something to behold. He was, you know, someone to look up to. I never saw anything on his face but a smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every Sunday and even on other occasions at the church, he was just someone that I looked up to and still do, even though he's passed along. Was just an awesome, awesome, awesome man.
Well, it sounds like there's that story, and there are a lot more local stories in your mom's book, Glimpses, A History of African Americans in Santa Rosa. And Curtis Bird, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, Pat. You have a great day.
You too. That's Curtis Byrd, one of the planning commissioners in Santa Rosa, talking about its history and Black History Month.